The Prime Minister has suggested that the Stage 4 restrictions in Melbourne could rip $10 billion out of the national economy in a matter of weeks. The restrictions are, of course, aimed at driving infection numbers down, and soon, and health authorities remain confident they will be effective. But if they're not, what other options do they have, and could Stage 5 restrictions be a possibility? Gavin Coote takes a look.
Shutting up shop for a second time due to COVID-19 restrictions, Paula Evans doesn't know what the future holds for her boutique clothing store in Melbourne's south.
Feeling quite anxious about it all. We only have our online business that we can rely on. It's quite scary as to what will happen with the online.
About 250,000 workers are now housebound as Stage 4 restrictions come into force across Australia's second biggest city. Paula Evans is already counting the days until it's hopefully over.
40 days to go, 6 weeks overall. So hoping that the numbers of infections will drop and we can get out of Stage 4 and get our doors open again.
There's all sorts of speculation over how COVID-19 infections will trend in the coming weeks, with reports of modelling showing Victoria hasn't yet reached its peak. The state's Chief Health Officer, Brett Sutton, has said there's the absolute expectation the Stage 4 measures will drive the number of cases down. And mention of a possible fifth stage of restrictions in a government media release on Monday brought this response.
We're not thinking about a Stage 5. We are thinking about a successful Stage 4. We know it can work, but it does require, and this is what talking about a Stage 5 is, it does require everyone's cooperation.
Melbourne's new lockdown has been regarded as perhaps the strictest in the world. So how does it compare to New Zealand, which earned a similar tag earlier in the pandemic? Susie Wiles is an associate professor in microbiology at the University of Auckland and thinks her country's hardline approach has differed slightly.
We didn't have mandatory masks, so that's one thing where it's stricter in Melbourne. But types of businesses that are open is much more like when we went to our next alert level 3, which was basically for us considered like lockdown, but with takeaways and a little bit more sort of online shopping.
Susie Wiles thinks the Stage 4 lockdown in Melbourne has a good chance of working, but argues there is still room to go tougher.
My bigger concern is limiting it to Melbourne and surrounds. So we can see from what's happened in Melbourne that your previous level 3 did not work, right? It really didn't slow it down enough. And so if the rest of the state is at that level, then our case is going to continue. And will they just reseed Melbourne when Melbourne opens up again? That's my big concern.
Does that then extend to, should New South Wales and Brisbane be pursuing this strategy as well?
I think what we showed in New Zealand was that the faster and stronger you act, the quicker you can bring it under control. So if there's a hint that the case and numbers are starting to rise, then my advice would be to shut down as fast as possible, because then you won't be making the decision in a few weeks' time that you have to do it. What Melbourne did was lost 3 weeks, right, from going to the level 3 rather than straight to a much more strict response. So I think that those states that are starting to see growing numbers should be seriously thinking about that.
Victoria's approach may bear some resemblance to New Zealand's, but its Premier Daniel Andrews says it's a uniquely Victorian plan and one that can't be further tightened.
The reason Stage 5 is mentioned is that there is no Stage 5. This has to work. Otherwise, we will have to devise a set of rules that will even further limit people's movement.
But Holly Seal from the University of New South Wales School of Public Health and Community Medicine doesn't think it will come to that.
When they brought in the mask rules, very high proportion of people have been compliant with that strategy, and there will be those that are feeling anxious, or those that are, you know, feeling like have lost, you know, control in the situation, and will try to look for ways to gain back that control. And it's with those members of the community that we need to, you know, continue to put our efforts towards.
For Melbourne shop owner Paula Evans, the Stage 4 restrictions will be brutal, and she doesn't even want to think about what a stricter shutdown might look like.
Oh my God, yeah, I don't even want to go there. Trying to stay positive and keep manifesting that this Stage 4 is as far as it goes, because, wow, that would be detrimental to the state.
Melbourne shop owner Paula Evans and Gavin Coote with that report.